romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamalo.
The Cisco Kid. Now, another exciting story of the Cisco Kid. From the old Southwest come tales of prospectors who, now and then, because of the loss or death of their burros, had to bury their heavy strikes of gold in some canyon and come into civilization afoot to return for the gold later. On this sultry day in late August, two men are skirting a herd of cattle as they ride along the edge of a great mesa which overlooks a deep valley and a small ranch house. Presently...
Whoa, your ornery cayuse.
Oh, boy, oh. Well, what do you think, Jess?
This is a place, all right. Here, Whitey, take a look at this map.
Yeah, looks like it.
Yeah, this is the place. Rimrock, valley, grazing land for them cattle. There's a canyon up past that ranch house. That's where old Joe hid his gold up in that canyon.
I wonder who lives in that house. Say, maybe they found the gold.
Ah, old Joe didn't tell nobody. Only us. He wouldn't have told us if we hadn't persuaded him.
He won't never tell anybody else now, Jess.
We made sure of that.
He sure did. You're smart, Jess. You always think of things. But how are we going to hunt for that gold without them people knowing it? That canyon's right up in plain sight of the house.
Maybe we'll own the house. Why? Say, that's an idea. I'll write out a bill of sale before we go down there.
You mean we're going to buy it?
Why, sure we're going to buy it. As far as the law's concerned, anyway. We can stay there while we'll hunt for the gold, and afterwards we can use the place as a base for future operations. Come on. Let's go down and meet the folks.
Pancho feel like the baked enchiladas.
Yeah, he's hot, Pancho.
Cisco look cool.
Well, Cisco's not cool. I only make less talk about the heat than you do.
Pancho like to take a siesta.
Ah, siesta.
Pancho like to lay down in the shade of Los Pinos and dream of fresh, cool...
Senorita?
No. Whoever hear of a fresh, cool senorita. Pancho like to dream of fresh, cool... never mind the dream. Pancho sleep without dream.
Tonight is the time for dreaming, Pancho. Now we must ride on. We have work to do.
Why are we in this country, Cisco?
I told you once, amigo. You must have been taking siesta then. Old Joe, the prospector, did me a big favor once.
What did he do? What did he do?
He staked me to a meal when I was hungry and without money.
And
Cisco remembers that.
Uh-huh.
I also remember that old Joe was a very peaceful man.
Go on.
So, when they told Cisco that old Joe got killed fighting, I think something is wrong.
So?
So, Pancho, we talked with those two men. They say we're with old Joe. Those men are not far ahead now.
It's too hot for a fight, Cisco.
Then you stay here, amigo.
Cisco not want Pancho to fight.
You just said it's too hot to fight.
I mean it's too hot for them to fight.
Oh.
Cisco, feel like a storm.
Ah, see, amigo. Hey, look at those cattle.
I see.
Cattle get uneasy when a storm is on the way, Pancho. Look, they're milling around.
Pancho mill around, too. We not get a drink of water.
Ah, there is a ranch house down there, Pancho. Come, we go ask for some water.
Don't look like there was anybody here, Jess.
We'll see.
Come in.
You alone here?
Yes. Yes, I'm alone.
Well, what's the matter with you?
I don't feel well. Had to lie down and rest. Well,
never mind all that. What's your name?
Jim. Jim Douglas. What do you men want?
Anybody live here with you?
My daughter Anna does. She's gone over to Mesa Bluff with the buckboard. Get me some medicine.
Anybody else live here?
No. Ann and I came here a year ago so I could get back my health.
Well, Nestor's, huh?
Nestor's nothing. We bought this place off of the land grant of Jasper Davis. Those are his cattle up on the mesa.
Guess that's all we need to know, Jess.
Who are you? What do you want?
You'll see our names on this paper. Sign it.
Well, but what is it?
The receipt for $1,000. We're buying this property.
This property's not for sale. Now get out of here, both of you.
Come on, sign that.
I'm not signing anything. I told you I'm a sick man.
You sign that or I'll kill you.
Can't defend myself. I'll sign it, but it's not legal.
Shut up.
It won't hold in court.
Oh, don't worry. You won't never take this to court. Well, there we are, Whitey. If everything's legal, I always say.
I won't take the money. I won't.
Who said you was going to get any money? What you're going to get is this.
Well, that'll take care of him.
And after the girl gets back, she'll get the same treatment. All right now, Whitey, let's start looking for that gold.
Knock again, Cisco.
It's no use. I knocked 5 times already.
The door is open a little. We go in, Cisco?
No, Pancho.
No?
How many times must I tell you we do not walk into a house unless we are invited?
Then nobody to invite us.
Then we do not walk in. It's bad manners. But I do not think they mind if we take a little water for Diablo and Loco.
And for Cisco and Pancho.
Si. Listen, you hear that, Pancho?
Si, it sounds like someone in pain.
I changed my mind. I think we go in uninvited. Come. Madre mia, what is this?
Oh, this is very, very bad. And gone, but lately, too.
Don't hit me again.
Nobody's going to hit you, senor.
I can't defend myself.
There is no need for you to defend yourself. Cisco is your friend.
Where is Anna?
I do not know, my friend.
Anna.
He dead, Cisco?
He is near death, I fear. Someone was here just before us, Pancho.
The 2 men up in the canyon, Cisco. I see them get off their horses when we came here.
And we had better go there, Pancho. We can do no more for this, senor. And the men you saw may know more about this than we do.
Somebody's coming, Jess. Hear them horses?
Get back off the trail. We let them pass.
Back up. Back up straight, you contrary devil.
You're too late. They've seen us.
Well, what if they have? They can't prove nothing.
Hello,
loco.
Buenos días,
señores. Howdy.
Howdy.
I see you are dismounted. You are searching for something?
No, we ain't searching for nothing.
Maybe they look for the little wildflower.
But we're doing his own business.
Possibly is also our business, señor. You look like one who has traveled much and known many people. Did you know a man who called himself Old Joe, the prospector?
No, never heard of him.
No? Oh, that is strange. But the description of the men who were last with Old Joe is very like your description. But for the present, we will let that pass. Perhaps you know the old man who was struck down in the ranch house over there.
Hey, are you looking for trouble?
We never have to look for trouble, senor. Trouble looks for us. Suppose you come back with us to the ranch house. Strange things have happened there in the moment of your passing.
Get on your way, vamos.
On the contrary, senor. I will dismount. I would like to have a look at the butt plates of your guns.
Oh, you would, huh? Sure, you can have a look at them. But the muzzle...
Look out, Cisco, he's gone!
Oh, you...
I regret to have to shoot the gun out of your hand, senor, but I am sure you are not hurt.
Oh, you are the practice, amigo. All the time, Cisco only take one shot.
Cisco? Are you the Cisco kid?
I am, hombre. Now I'll pick up that gun and have a look at the butt plates. Who knows? Oh,
come on, Whitey.
Cisco, amigo. What'd he do?
Oh, he threw a handful of dust in my eyes as I bent down. I saw him pick up something.
And he hit Pancho in the stomach.
There. Oh, it's better now, Pancho.
I was very stupid to be taken in by such a foolish trick.
Now we ride after these hombres?
No, Pancho. No? They will not go far. They are here for some reason, and we have no proof as yet that they killed the old senor. Hey, look. A buckboard drives into the ranch yard.
Mm-hmm.
Let us go back and learn more.
I don't blame you, Rex. I'm glad to be back, too.
No. Down, boy, down. Well, I can't play with you now. I have to take this medicine into Dad and tell him the sheriff's going to call to see you. Yes, Dad likes the sheriff. Down, I said. Now go right over there in the shade and lie down. That's a good boy. Dad, I've got your medicine. Dad, are you asleep? Dad. Oh, my heavens. Dad. Oh, Dad.
Excuse me, Senorita. I would not interrupt Pancho and I, but you wish to help.
Who are you?
Cisco and Pancho at your service.
Are you the ones who...
No, Senorita.
Not Cisco and Pancho.
You killed my father.
It was not us.
We not kill people, Senorita. No, not us.
Oh, if you had to rob him, why didn't you just do that and...
But you do not understand.
Yes, I do. I understand. I'm going to turn you over to the sheriff.
Cisco, she run for the guns.
Yes, and I know how to use them, too. Sit down, both of you. Get your hands up.
Right.
Now I'll take those guns of yours. Coming into a house and murdering a helpless old man, I have a great mind to shoot you.
She almost mean this, Cisco.
If either of you makes one move, I will shoot. We'll stay right here till the sheriff arrives.
Well, Pants would like to take a siesta sitting up, but it's better than no siesta at all.
Very well, Senorita. We will give you no trouble, and when the sheriff arrives, we will all talk with him. Pancho, you will have to excuse Pancho, Senorita. He always sleeps with expression.
What'd you find out, Whitey?
They're all in the house, Jess. I left the horse back in the canyon, sneaked up close enough to look in and hear what they were saying.
Yeah, what happened?
That confounded dog almost gave me away. But I threw him a hunk of jerk meat and he shut up.
What are they doing?
Well, the gal's holding them now with her guns. She thinks they killed her father. She's holding them till the sheriff gets there.
Good. We gotta act before he gets there.
Sure. Let's go back and pick them off.
Where's your brains? What we're gonna do is blot out every sign of that killing.
We ought to make sure of Cisco, Jess. Won't feel easy while he's alive.
We'll make sure of him. You see them cattle? They're fidgety. I just figure 500 head of them stampeding, piling down over the edge of the rim rock under that house. There wouldn't be nothing left. No clues.
You got it, Jess. Let's go.
Now, let him have it. Hey!
Senorita, I do not know what else I can say to convince you, but I would... What is that? Pancho, wake up, Pancho.
Who it is called Pancho?
Pancho, listen.
Pancho's dreaming of fresh...
Don't try anything, you two. I warn you.
But that noise...
It's thunder. The storm getting near, Cisco.
There is no storm, Pancho. It's the drumming of hoofs.
It's a stampede. It grows louder.
And it's coming this way. Senorita, we must get out of here.
You stay right where you are.
But I tell you, you will be killed. This house is flimsy. It's right under the edge of the rim rock.
Sit still.
Senorita, for your own sake, I beg you.
Sit still.
Pancho like beef, but not in this lap. What we do, Cisco? What we do?
In just a moment, we will continue our thrilling story of the Cisco Kid. And now, back to the Cisco Kid. Believing Cisco and Pancho murdered her father, Anna is holding them at gunpoint in the small, flimsy ranch house. While on the mesa above, a herd of stampeding cattle thunder toward the rimrock edge, directly over their heads.
Senorita, I tell you, that is not the sound of thunder. It's the stampede of cattle.
Another minute, they stampede to the roof.
No, it's a trick. That's just ordinary thunder.
There is no more time to argue.
If you move out of that chair, I'll
then you will have to shoot, Senorita, because I am moving out of here.
Oh!
Hurry, Cisco!
Oh, no!
Hurry now, come on, yeah! Open the door, Pancho, quickly! You are
are safe now, senorita.
Yes, you saved my life. But you still killed my father.
But, senorita...
And you started that stampede.
I started it. Oh, no, 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 senorita, please.
You did, I know you did.
It must be true that women believe only what they want to believe.
Who coming, Cisco?
Yeah?
Oh, thank heavens. It's the sheriff.
That's bad, amigo.
Oh, great Scott, Anna. What's all this?
Oh, Sheriff, I'm so glad you're here. I'm turning these men over to you for the murder of my father.
Jim? Murdered?
They did it. They walked into the house just after I got home.
The senorita is hard to convince.
Any woman is hard to convince.
So you got Jim, did you? All right, reach. Anna, take this rope and tie him up.
No, Senor Sheriff.
Put your hands behind your back. Cross your wrists.
I said no. There are two men at large. We cannot leave them so. If we do, this senorita's life will be in danger.
Cisco, tell the truth, Sheriff. He always do.
Now, look here, Cisco. Either you do as I say.
Wait, Sheriff. Un momento.
Huh?
What is this on the ground here? Oh, looks like a gold nugget. I pick it up. He's heavy.
What do you do with it, Cisco?
Oh, I think I throw it at the sheriff's horse.
Hold there, boy. Hold.
Come, Pacho, we ride. Easy, Diablo.
Wait.
Cisco, you never throw a rock at the horse before.
I did not hurt the horse, amigo. It was just a little rock to startle him and take the sheriff off guard. Follow me, Pancho, up the canyon trail.
You think these hombres come back?
They come back to make sure of their work.
Without guns, Cisco. We not got it.
We meet them without guns. I have a plan, Pancho. Easy, Diablo. Easy. Now, you ride on alone.
Huh?
When you see them and they see you, you ride back this way along the trail. And they will ride after you.
What do you do?
I will be just off the trail.
Oh?
When they go by, I will try to drag the big one from the horse.
Uh-huh.
And, Pancho, you take care of the other one.
See, Cisco. All right. Up, Logo. Go now.
One of them, Jess. Pancho.
Like as not, he's the only one that got away. But he won't get away for long.
He sees us. He's turning back.
We'll get him. Up, boy. Come on.
Come on.
Faster, Whitey. Faster.
And go slow for the trail.
Faster, I tell you. We're gaining on him. We're gaining.
Not so fast, hombre. Very rude to drag you off your horse.
You maverick.
But it's not fair for the horse to carry two of us. So, down we go.
Hey.
No, not so fast with the gun. I will take it from you. And the other one, too. Now. We are both unarmed, save for our fists.
I'm going to kill you, Cisco.
Pardon me if I doubt it, hombre. Now, when you let me hit you like this. You are down, eh?
No.
Do not pick up the sand again. It will not work twice. Oh, you wish to fight some more, eh?
Yes.
Is that enough?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, there. All right, you stand right where you are.
Senor Sheriff.
You there. Get up off the ground. I'm putting both of you under arrest till we get this thing straightened out. Now, where's your partner, Cisco?
Pancho right here, Sheriff. And Pancho got a prisoner, too.
I knew we should have kept off this trail, Jeff.
Shut up. I'll do the talking.
I'll do the talking. Back at the ranch. Now, walk ahead of me, all of you. And walk slow. What about it, Anna?
I don't know, Sheriff. I never saw these two men before.
We ain't in on nothing, Sheriff. We're just prospecting through this country. We don't know nothing about any murder.
You know everything about it.
All right, then, prove it.
Be quiet, Rex.
Your dog is very ill at ease, senorita. It may be with reason.
Rex wasn't here when Dad was killed. He was with me on the buckboard.
Try again, Cisco.
You hombres rode down here ahead of Pancho and me. You stopped at this house and killed Senor Douglas. Perhaps you robbed him, for all I know. Then you rode up onto the mesa through the canyon and started the stampede to wreck the house and cover up the murder.
That don't make sense. Why should we try to wreck our own house?
Your own house?
Sure. We bought this place from your father, lady, in a fair and square deal. And if you don't believe it, take a look at this receipted bill of sale I made out.
But that can't be.
Is that your father's signature, Anna?
Yes. Yes, it is, but he wouldn't sell this ranch, Sheriff. Certainly not without consulting me. Why, I loved it here.
Well, then he must have changed his mind. Anyway, he sold it to us, didn't he, Whitey?
For $1,000 in gold dust.
Where's the gold dust?
You could not find it now, not in those ruins, even if they had given him gold dust, and they did not. They made your father sign the place over to them, and then they killed him, so he could not go to law about it.
This paper's legal.
Is that right, Sheriff?
Well,
afraid it is, Anna.
You mean I'm going to lose the ranch?
We'll hold an inquiry. But since you admit it's your father's signature...
No, you are not going to lose your rancho, senorita.
What have you got to say about it, Cisco?
Sheriff, you have the hombre's guns?
Yep, I got them, and I plan to hold on to them, too.
Let me take them.
You think I'm crazy?
No, no, no. Break the cartridges out of them. You, senorita, remove them from both guns and hand the guns to me.
Don't give it to him, Sheriff. He's planning to get away.
You not keep your mouth shut, Pancho, shut it for you.
He's planning something.
And you, too.
Yeah, you are right. I am planning something. And you will not like what it is. I can't do no harm with empty guns, Sheriff.
Oh, no. Don't seem as if you could. All right, Anna, here are the guns. Unload them.
Here's one of them.
Gracias. It may be that I will need only this one. Ah, let us see. See, I think this is the one. Sheriff, if you please, over here, look. The butt plate of this gun.
Yeah, I see it.
There is a small star engraved in the metal on the gun butt, no?
See? That's right, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, look at the wound under the temple of Senor Douglas.
And over here, Senor Sheriff, in Pancho carry Senor Douglas out of the house.
Say, that does look like the mark of a star.
Don't fall for that, Sheriff. He's making it up.
Hombre, just one more minute.
And look at this, Senor Sheriff. There is a trace of blood on the butt plate.
Yeah.
And if that is not enough, Senorita, please call your dog over here.
I don't see what Rex has to do with it.
Please call your dog.
All right. Here, Rex. Come here, boy. Come on.
You take the gun. Let him sniff the butt plate. Yeah, so. Now, watch, you see? The dog turns right to the body of Senor Douglas. Now, take the dog to the big hombre.
Get the hound away from me. Cisco's lying, Sheriff. He's trying to cover up for himself. He's lying, I tell you. Oh!
The big hombre, he on the ground again.
Bravo, Pancho.
Nada. That's what happened when he say Cisco not tell the truth.
Well, that's enough. I'm much obliged, Cisco. And as for these two mavericks, we got a nice jail waiting for them.
I owe you an apology, Cisco. I really am terribly sorry I misjudged you so.
Oh, do not apologize, senorita. You had good reason to make such a mistake.
I was so upset.
Of course, I understand. But tell me, where are you going to live?
I'm going to stay with friends in Mesa Bluff for a while.
Until you have another house built here?
Well, that's what I want to do, Cisco. I'd rather live here than anywhere else. My brother's coming out from the east soon to be with me. I don't know. It would cost a lot.
Oh, I almost forgot. There is one more thing.
Yes?
I have here a map. The sheriff found it when he searched the big bandido. And we both agreed it should belong to you.
Better, it should belong to you.
Oh? What kind of a map, Cisco?
It is one that belonged to an old friend of mine. Old Joe, the prospector. He's a map of this locality, and according to the bandido who confessed, Joe hid some gold in that canyon, your canyon, senorita.
But doesn't old Joe need the map again? I should think he would. It's his gold.
You're dead?
See, he was killed by the big bandido who then came here with the other one to search for the gold.
So that's why they were here.
See, senorita. So, although the exact spot of the hiding is not marked on the map, the canyon is not large and you and your brother can easily find it. Oh. And with the gold, you can rebuild your house.
Oh, Cisco, I don't know how to thank you for all
Please,
this.
Please, no, senorita.
But at least you should have half of that gold.
No. Senorita is most kind and gracious, but Cisco's gold is in other things, such as the smile I'm now looking at. But if the senorita would do me the great favor, she would perhaps raise her face for one moment. Or is that too great a favor to ask?
I don't think it is, Cisco.
No? Well? Senorita.
Oh, Cisco, the horses are waiting. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
You know my Uncle Jose.
Say, Pancho, I know your Uncle Jose.
Well, my Uncle Jose run faster than those stampeding longhorns.
What do you mean, Pancho? Those stampeding longhorns run fast.
My Uncle Jose run faster than anything.
He cannot run faster than an antelope, amigo.
He run faster than an antelope.
Oh, no, 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 Pancho.
And last week, my Uncle Jose forget to bring home the frijoles.
See?
My aunt, Lupe, gets so mad, she shoot at my Uncle Jose.
I suppose you tell me next he saw the bullet.
He see the bullet twice, Cisco.
Twice, amigo. How?
Once when it passed him.
See?
And once when he passed it.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.